Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director of the National Hurricane Center. This is our 3 p.m. Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Isaac, which is centered just north, right on the northern coast of eastern Cuba. Right in here, for those of you on audio only, what I'm pointing to is an area where there isn't a whole lot of concentrated thunderstorm activity. The inner core disrupted fairly significantly earlier today and overnight last night by the interaction with the high terrain of Hispaniola and landmass of Cuba as well. So it has been struggling to get its act back together, and that might take some time during the day today and into tonight as it goes very close to the northern coast of Cuba and perhaps getting farther away from that coastline sometime in the next day to day and a half. But the lack of the inner core and the interaction with the terrain, we think, is going to hinder any rapid strengthening from occurring today or tonight. But it does have the opportunity to strengthen gradually as it taps into the very warm waters in the mid-80s Fahrenheit that could give it the energy to strengthen perhaps to a hurricane by the time it reaches the Florida Keys or southern Florida by tomorrow night. Hurricane warnings in effect for all the Florida Keys and the southwest portion of the Florida Peninsula up to Bonita Beach. Now, we're not 100% guaranteeing that it will reach hurricane status by the time it gets to the warning area, but the chances are high enough that the warning should be taken seriously. You need to prepare for hurricane conditions in those areas, including honoring and abiding by whatever local officials in the emergency management world tell you to do, which could include evacuating from coastal areas due to storm surge. Tropical storms and hurricanes are not just wind events. The storm surge is one water hazard from the ocean. The other, of course, is the heavy rainfall that we could see locally up to a foot, 4 to 8 inches of rainfall in the warning areas down here in southern Florida could be commonplace. So that's one thing to be very careful about tomorrow, especially to stay off the roads. Flooded roadways can be dangerous or even deadly for you to be on in your car. Let's take a look at the storm surge hazard that we know about certain areas that are very, very vulnerable to storm surge. And within that hurricane warning area, down here in Collier County, for example, very vulnerable to storm surge, and 5 to 7 feet of storm surge flooding above ground level are possible in those areas. And again, that's one of the areas that you want to pay very close attention to your local officials. Elsewhere, as you saw in the track forecast, it's going to be getting into the Gulf of Mexico early next week, where we could see a significant hurricane over the very warm waters and the weak wind shear in the atmosphere that we're anticipating, such that many areas of the west coast of Florida, all the way into the Big Bend, very, very vulnerable areas to storm surge. We could have a very significant event for some of those areas. So even though there are no watches and warnings in effect around the Big Bend of Florida or over to Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana, everyone in those areas should be taking some preliminary steps to at least figure out what you're going to do if a watch or warning is issued for your area. Back to the track forecast map here. Don't want folks to concentrate too much on the exact track nor the exact intensity, because even outside of the cone area, you could get impacts. Look at how far watches and warnings go up the coast, both on the east and west side of Florida. If you're in a tropical storm warning area, if tonight, in southern Florida, the conditions could go downhill. Your preparations in the tropical storm and hurricane warning areas should be completed today before we get to the overnight hours when conditions start to go downhill. Live from the National Hurricane Center, I'm Director Dr. Rick Nabb.